Well, let's go back to Rabbeinu Tam for a minute. Let's get back to Rabbeinu Tam for a minute. Called Jonah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, have you had a chance? So let's review the problem. What's the problem with Rabbeinu Tam? What's the problem with Rabbeinu Tam Shita? Is that he's saying that the reason why we can say Kriya Shema early is what? It does seem to me, by the way, just from reading the Rishonim, the way they're describing the cases, the Meiri certainly, he says it openly, that it seems like the practice was to say Kriya Shema. It seems like the practice was they would say Mincha before Shkia and Ma'ariv after Shkia. But before Tzeis. Right. Some shitas hold that you don't have to wait for Ma'ariv. You don't have to wait for Ma'ariv at all. You can daven Ma'ariv right after Shkia. Because they hold just like Rabbi Yehuda held from Plag is Mincha and right after is Ma'ariv, they also held from Shkia up to Shkia is Mincha and immediately after is Ma'ariv. But so they weren't so it seems they were davening Ma'ariv right after Shkia.
Don't we wait for the Ben Shmashos?
We wait because of Ben Shmashos. Because of Ben Shmashos. Yeah, but I don't know if they're dealing with that issue. I'm not sure if they're holding that. But Tefillah is a cooler too. I have to see. But anyway, so what was the problem with the Rabbeinu Tam? The problem with the Rabbeinu Tam was, how do you, even if they're davening after Shkia, but for Kriya Shema, it goes by Tzeis. Everybody agrees. Even if you hold, you can daven Ma'ariv right after Shkia, nobody, certainly the psak for Kriya Shema is you have to wait until Tzeis. So what was his answer? So his answer was, no, it's not going to work out. I'm going to have to take that back, right? You have to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that what? You have to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they were davening before Shkia. How's it going to work out? Hold on. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they're davening when? They're davening the Zman of Ma'ariv. Right. But he's saying the Zman of Ma'ariv is after Plag and Mincha.
So whether it's before Shkia or after Shkia, it's not safe.
I know, but you see from Rabbeinu Tam that he held, you can't say, if according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could daven Ma'ariv after Shkia, according to the Rabbanon, right, then there'd be no reason to say that we're holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So either, it's not clear, either they were davening Ma'ariv before Shkia, right, or Rabbeinu Tam held you can't daven, even the Rabbanon held you can't daven Ma'ariv until Tzeis. Not clear according to Rabbeinu Tam what they were doing. I will work out the practical questions in a minute. But theoretically, what's my job? Theoretically, what's he saying? He's saying that how can you say Kriya Shema? He didn't like the idea to say that they were saying Ma'ariv with Kriya Shema, with all the brachos, at a time that they're not going to be Yotze Kriya Shema. Right? And then later, when they are going to be Yotze Kriya Shema, they're only going to say one parsha and no brachos. That, he held, doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to say that the minhag was to do the full Seder of Kriya Shema and Birkos Seha at a time where you're not really Yotze. Right? And then when you are really Yotze, you're going to miss out on Kriya Shema and Birkos Seha. For a number of reasons, he disagrees with that proposition. So he holds that no, if they were davening Ma'ariv with Kriya Shema and Birkos Seha, it must be they held you were Yotze Kriya Shema at that time. It's before Tzeis HaKochavim. How could it be Yotze Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim? So he says that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's his answer. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the Machlokes about Mincha and Ma'ariv. And now that, and once we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can say Mincha only up to Plaga Mincha, and you can say Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, but somehow now that makes it acceptable to say Kriya, now that also makes it this Zman of Kriya Shema. Right? The Rush expresses it also. I mean, they're both expressing Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, the Tosfos also has it. But what does he basically say? He says that, he says, Kriyash Masha Basic Nesis Iker, Masha Nukor Noso Ba'od Yom. Okay, the Kaimulon, Kirebi Yehuda, Domer Lakom, Perk Tfilos HaShacha, Tfilos HaMincha, Plaga Mincha, Vusho Revia, Kodam HaLayla, Mikan Velech, Avi Layla Le'inyan, either Tfilos HaErev or Tfilos Mincha. V'hu Adin Le'in Kriyashma, right? Yeah. Now what's this? I'm taking the rush, right? V'omri L'Amin L'Kamon, D'Ovid Kamar Ovid, D'Ovid Kamar Ovid. What's his point over here? He's saying we're holding like Rabbi Yehuda. That Tfilas HaMincha is only until Plag. And after Plag, it's what? It's Laila Le'inyan Tfilas HaErev. Or Le'inyan Tfilas HaMincha. It's the same thing. Just whether it means you can't say Mincha or whether you can say Tfilas HaErev. He doesn't say it's actually Laila. Right? He's acknowledging it's only Laila for an Inyan. It's Laila for an Inyan of Tfilah. But then he says, V'hu Adin Le'in Kriyashma. Right? And we're justified to pick Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara says later, you can pick whoever you want. And you see that Rav did it too. Right? Now, he says like this. I just want to go over the argument. He says, now what about the problem? Yeah. So the rush, what the rush and the Rashba both say about the Rabbeinu Tam is that it doesn't. Now what does he say in the end? He says Umi uktsas kashid v'liin tfilos hamincha avdinan kirabanan umispalim pamim tfilos hamincha achar plaga mincha. Ulian Kriyashma Khashvian Le Laila Kemo Rebuda Dalik Moshe Vagol straight cool it's Sosri Dodi. Vadami and Dovi Kamara Vidovi Kamara Vid Hakipush or Low Ifsi Kilsa, Lok Rebuda, Lok Rabonan, Mishiat Lasso, Sakol Krebuda, or Kok Rebonan. Veloshit was cool as Shell Shnea, Vieshlom didn't feel Hikilu. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam. So we gotta understand what's he doing with the end? What's his problem in the end with the Hikilu, with the Ovid Kamara Ovid Ovid Kamara Vid in the Tati Sasri? What's his problem? So he's saying we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why you say Kriya Shema after Plag. But now he's bothered with what? That what? But sometimes it doesn't seem like that was the practice. He just says sometimes we say Mincha after Plag, right? So how could we do that? Start to the Sasri, even though we say that what you can do either way. But that's the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says, if there's one Svara, then in one Inyan is a Kula and in one Inyan is a Chumra, you can't take a Kula in both Inyanim. Right? That's the case. The case in Erevin is the question of what's considered a complete Shedra. Okay? What's considered a complete Shedra? L'Inyan Tumah and L'Inyan Trefa. Okay? So, L'Inyan Tumah, one Shita says that if it's missing one bone, it's incomplete. This is very confusing, I know. Okay. In one is machlokas beishanai beishol. Let's say you have a backbone that's missing one vertebrae. Okay. So beishamai, I think beishamai is the one who says it is tame. It's tame. Okay. So what does it mean? It's tame. It means to say it's still complete. It's still considered complete. Losing one vertebrae does not mean it's chaser. Okay? So you need the whole vertebrae to be tameh tumas ohel. I'm sorry, you need the whole backbone to be tameh tumas ohel. So Beis Shammai says it's considered complete even though it's missing one. So that's what? Is that a kula or is it a chumrling in tumah? It's a chumrling in tumah. Correct. It's a chumrling in tumah. Why is it a chumrling in tumah? Very simple, because there'll be more cases that are tame according to Beis Shammai. Right? Now, as Beis Hillel over there says, if it's missing one vertebrae, it's not tame, it's chaser. So Beis Shammai is more chomer by tumah, because of the sum total of cases, there'll be more cases where Beis Shammai is metame, right? Or there are more instances, theoretically, where Beis Shammai is metame. Okay? So that's in terms of Tumas, Ol, Beis Shammai is... What is he again? He's Chomer. But now, when you take it to the union of a Trefa, it comes out the reversed. Why? Because it's only going to be a Trefa if it's Chaser. Okay? So Beis Shammai said that the backbone is considered not chaser if it's missing one vertebrae, correct? So that was a chumra linyan tuma, but linyan trefus, it's a kula. Because there's no psul in the animal, even though it's missing one vertebrae, it's not possible. Why? Because it has a full backbone. And Beis Hillel, who said by tuma, that if it's missing one vertebrae, it's tahar. So then, by trefa, it's going to be a trefa, correct? BMAC? It's confusing. I know it's confusing. No? Okay. It's confusing to me, huh? So anyway, so now, what if a person? So that's what the Gemara says. A guy is a fool if he takes the chumra of Beis Shammai in one case and the chumra of Beis Hillel in the other case. Then he's a fool. But he's wrong to take the kula in both. Why? Because he said, by Tumma, he'll say, I hold like Beis Shammai. No, I hold like Beis Hillel. See, I told you. I hold like Beis Hillel. I'm going to be Makel, and I'm going to say that if it's missing one vertebrae, it's not Tumay. And by Trefus, I'm going to hold like Beis Shammai. If it's missing one vertebrae, it's considered Chaser. It's considered Shalim. And it's Kasher. So Rash says that you can't do that. That's two kulas that are tied to the Sastri. Why? Because it's one question. It has two ramifications in different inyanim. The only question is the backbone complete or is it incomplete? If it's complete, then it'll be metame tumas ohel, and it will be kosher by trefa. And if it's incomplete, it'll be kosher by trefa by ohel. It'll be tar by ohel and kosher by trefa. Right. So you can't say in terms of trefa, I hold it's complete. But in terms of ohel, I hold it's incomplete. It's one question. Is the backbone complete or not? Depending on your framework, it's going to have different effects. You can't say, in this framework, I take this far of what's called a complete backbone. And in this realm, I take another far. So that's what he's asking over here. He's saying, how can we say, in terms of Kriya Shema, what? That the Zman after plug is a Laila. But in terms of mincha, we'll consider it a yom. Saying that's like the shedra. That's like the shedra. So what do you see from this, though? What do you see from Rabbi Tam? That what? So what is his answer? His answer is, le'inin tefila hikilu. What does he mean, le'inin tefila hikilu? What does it mean, le'inin tefila hikilu? What does he mean by that? Just factually, what does he mean by that? What's he referring to?
That you can daven mincha even though it's not the zman. Even though you're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven mincha in the chacham.
Correct. In other words, he sounds like he's saying, in terms of the question, we're really considering it zman for Kriya Shema. That's what we really hold. But how do we daven mincha later? Somehow, we make a bat tefillah. In other words, he's not saying that. He's still saying we're really coming down on the side of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why we're allowed to be Yotzei Kriya Shema Doraisa now. How come we let tefillah? How come sometimes we say tefillah later? For tefillah we're mekel. But how's Rabbeinu Tam learning? So that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Okay. So the Rush says about Rabbeinu Tam, the Rush and the Rashba. They say, what's hainu hach? Well, I mean, they're saying my hai. What does the question of when you can daven mincha have anything to do with the question of when you can be yotzei Kriya Shema shalailah? They're two totally different inyanim. By tefillah are keneged the karbonos, right? This is what we mentioned yesterday. Tefillos are connected to karbanos. So it's true, even if Rabbi Yehuda held the karban mincha the carbon that the Tamash of Ein Arbayim goes up until Plag, and the Mincha is connected that. So that means you can daven Mincha until Plag. Well, what does that have to do with Laila? It has nothing to do with Laila. Correct? That's the question. That's the question on Rabbi Yotam. What does holding like Rabbi Yehuda, Legabi Tefillah, which has to do with Karbanos, how does that have any impact on what we hold by Kriyash Mashalaila? Yeah. Not a matter. He's saying, right, Rabbeinu Tam is saying it's Kedus V'din. It's 100% no problem. We're not being makel. We're not worried about people running away from shul and not coming back. He doesn't have any of that problem. He says this is essentially the psak. The psak is from Plaga Mincha on, it's Zman Kriyashma. Yeah. Now hold on. Now what about the kasha? What about the kasha? I love to leave that alone. No, the kasha. Well, one thing we have to come back to answer after we answer the major question is Rabbi Yehuda's kasha on Rabbi Meir on the next daf, right? Is that what you were worried about, Bimek? That Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir, how can you say Kriyat Shema so early? When according to Tosos, he could say it even earlier, right? Yeah. Right. So in other words, the only way to answer the problem is you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda's learning, I mean Rabbi Tam is learning that what? That whatever went on in the Karbanos, in other words, Rabbi Tam is learning that when they were arguing about when Mincha should be, based on Karbanos, that was based on an idea of Yom V'Laila. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying anything special. I mean, it's just obvious. You have to, right? In other words, the question from the other Rishonim is that the Tefillah is just Keneged Karbanos and has nothing to do with Yom V'Laila. So you obviously have to say, Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. And he holds that if Rabbi Yehuda says you can't say Mincha after Plag, it's because after Plag has something to do with Laila. In other words, it indicates a deeper reality in what the day in the day itself. The other Rishonim are learning that the Zmanim of Mincha and Ma'ariv, Keneged Karbanos, have nothing to do with the day. We're just modeling after what they did in the Mikdash. Either what they actually did, or what they could have done, whatever you want to say. But it has nothing to do with Yom V'Laila. It has nothing to do at all with Yom V'Laila. It's just taking the Seder Avoda and translating the Tfilos of the Avos Keneged, the Tfilos Keneged Avos and Keneged Karbanos. Right? The Avos instituted the basic frameworks, and then we're finding the Karbanos to give them a fixed Zman and Surah. Right? I mean, look, yeah, you have a Karban Musaf, we don't have a fourth Av. So you see, the Karbanos give it a certain form. Okay? So, but Rabbeinu Tam is learning differently. He's learning that the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about Mincha is based on ideas of Yom V'Laila. And if Rabbi Yehuda says the Karban Tomid Shobein Arbayim was until Plag, and after Plag is the Zman Ma'ariv, that's because the way he's understanding what's going on in Mikdash has to do with ideas of Yom V'Laila. We have to try to figure out what that is, though. I mean, what does he mean? It's not Laila. Rabbi Yehuda is certainly not going to say that after Plag HaMincha on Friday is Shabbos. Right? That's like I said. So let's ask the question. Before we can, let's just see what type of an idea does he mean? I mean, what does he mean that it's an idea of Laila? I mean, what does that mean? It's not really Laila. Yeah. In other words, he's holding like this. He's saying that for the very same reason that Rabbi Yehuda held Mincha cannot be said after Plag and Ma'ariv can be said after Plag, That reveals a certain nature of a reality of this time of day. That somehow this time of day has some shame lila. Because otherwise Rabbi Yehuda would say you can say Marvin, you couldn't say Marvin this time. The fact, in other words, that's really what it comes down to. The Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim are arguing about whether the Zmanei Tefillah are just Keneged Maitzei Karbanos, or whether Tefillah and Karbanos are Keneged a greater framework of Yom and Laila. And Rabbeinu Tam is learning that if Rabbi Yehuda says you can say Marav after Plag, then that means that there's a decision, that there's a reality to the Yom, that after Plag has a certain nature. And then Rabbeinu Tam is saying, this is what you have to appreciate, what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, when the Gemara says, Ovid Kamar Ovid, and Ovid Kamar Ovid, it means to say that this man of the day, after Plag, but before Tzeis, there's a machlokas about what its nature is. You understand? The other Rishonim are just learning, Ovid Kamar Ovid, is a machlokas about when we should daven, which tefillah. So then you can say, okay, why is it going to say Ovid Kamar? It's because, all right, tefillah is the Rabbanon, not really such a big deal, doesn't really matter. They weren't really that particular. Whichever way is good. Whichever way you do is good. Rabbeinu Tam is learning that it's much, much more than that. That there's really an unresolved question about the Zman between Plag and Seis, or Plag and Shkia. And the Gemara says, we can't decide, but you have a right, as a Kehillah, you have a right to be Koveya, the reality of what this Zman is. And you see that Rav chose like Rabbi Yehuda. So once we're Koveya, that from Plag and on as a shame Laila, then we can even be Yotze as a mitzvah midoraisa of Kriyashma Shel Laila in this man. You understand? According to Rabbeinu Tam, Ovid Kamar Ovid is a very serious thing. It's not just that you can be willy-nilly about Mincha Marv. It's not just that there's no hakpada on what you do. You understand? I think sometimes people interpret it that way. Ovid Kamar Ovid means, yeah, six of one, half a dozen of the other. Do whatever you want. You know what I mean? But Rabbeinu Tam is learning, no, it's a deep, unresolved question. And you have the right to resolve it. It's an amazing thing. You have the right to resolve it, and the resolution you choose will affect other mitzvahs midoraisa. Right? I mean, he's saying, and then you have to appreciate the weightiness of what he's saying. So that's his kasha. He says, if we're really choosing to say that from Plag HaMincha on has a shame Laila, which I know we haven't defined yet, but it has that shame, then how can we possibly daven Mincha after Plag? We already were koveya that this is part of the day that's associated with night. Right? That's a real tarti disasri. Because the question of Mincha and Marv, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is totally on the Shane Yom and Laila. And if we're Koveya that this has the Shane Laila for Kriyashma, then how can we at the same time in another Inyan say it's Shane Laila for Mincha? So that's what he wants to say. Apparently he's saying that's only a problem when they're on the same level. But Tefillah is a different, is really a more Makel Inyan, so we can say we're really Koveya. We're really Koveya in terms of reality, in terms of derisas, this for Laila. But for Tefillah we can be Mekal. It's similar to what the Gemara says by Avelis. Kol Mil da Avelis is Lakula. And the Briskers say even tied to the Sastri. So anyway, back to the original question. So what is the idea? What type of a Zman Laila is it? Ba'ora Yom Godel. And in terms of the Shame Laila, it certainly doesn't have the Shame Laila. It's not a Ben Yashmash Zman. So what is he seeing from Karbonos? What is going on? What is going on in the Mikdash after Plag? What? they're throwing the Evayim and Chalavim on the Mizbeach, right? Now, what do those Chalavim, what do those Evayim and Chalavim do? What do? They burn throughout the night. They burn throughout the night. Okay? And that's part of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for them to be consumed al gabi mizbeach. And that mitzvah continues throughout the night. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, I think it's in Menachos, it says that if the Evarim fall off the Mizbeach, right, before Chatzos HaLaila, you have to put them back on. But after Chatzos HaLaila, the mitzvah is already accomplished. So it's not just like an incinerator shaft over there. It's part of a kiyum. It's a kiyum. That's the first Mishnah, right? The first Mishnah says the mitzvahs hekter chalavim avarim is called a laila, right? So there's a mitzvahs laila associated with chalavim, with avarim and chalavim. There's a mitzvahs laila. There's a kiyum of mizbeach balaila of avarim and chalavim. I know there's a little problem. It seems that there's also a mitzvah in the day, but okay, we'll leave that alone for right now. So it seems to me like this, that what's Rabbeinu Tam saying? Rabbeinu Tam is saying that you see when they're throwing the Evarim and Chalavim on the Mizbeach from Plag HaMincha on, what does that show you? What does that show you? What does that show you? That you can do an Asiyah in this period of the day that has a kiyum balayla. Now, is this man of the yom is roy, is a zman now that's roy for an asiya whose kiyum is balayla. Okay? It's an asiya, it's the zman now. It's not layla itself. It's not layla itself. But for mitzvos that have a kiyum balayla, you can do the asiya now. And that's hekter chalavim ve'evarim. He held hekter chalavim ve'evarim is that the talmid shel bein arba'ayim goes in the part of the day that's only associated with him. And the hekter chalavim ve'evarim goes with the part of the day whose asiya could be in the yom but has a kiyum balayla. Okay? So now all you have to say, all you have to add is one idea to solve this problem. And what's the idea? We just have to recycle an old idea now. Just plug it in. What is that? That according to Rabbeinu Tam, what is the kiyum of Kriya Shema Balayla? It's not a kiyum of Amira Balayla. It's a kiyum like we said by Yom. It's a kiyum like we said in the Yom. That there's a mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim that should be kavua and have an effect on the Zman Laila. You understand? Rabbeinu Tam learned the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, not that there's an Amira by Yom and an Amira by Laila. If it's a mitzvah Halaila, no, some things are mitzvahs halayla. Mitzvahs halayla means it must be performed at night. Meaning, the mitzvah is the asiya per se, and the asiya, part of the asiya is the zman layla. Okay? That's like ketziras ha'omer. There's a mitzvah to do balayla. Asiya balayla. Or sipur yasiyas misrayim at leil pesach. Is a mitzvah of asiya balayla. But Rabbeinu Tam held that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah of Amira, but it's a mitzvah of qualifying the Zmane Yom and the Zmane Laila with the effect of Kabbalas Ol Molcho Shemayim and the Gavra. So he held just like he held it's analogous. You don't need Laila Atzma. You don't need Atzma Shel Laila. You only need Atzma Shel Laila when the mitzvah is that the Asiya is Nasiya Salaila. Is Nasiya Balaila. You don't need Atzma Shel Laila. All you need is a Zman that an Asiya within has an effect Balaila. You understand? So he's saying, since you see that Rabbi Yehuda held you can't daven mincha anymore after plag, and you can already start a tefillas erev, that's because he holds that objectively in the Torah, for inyonim that have a kiyam balayla, now's a zman that the asiyah is mitzuraf to. Then he held Kriya Shema the same thing. He held Kriya Shema too. That's why he held Kriya Shema too. Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah of doing it b'shas shchiva, of an asiyah b'shas shchiva, but it has to have a kiyam b'shas shchiva. So if I'm korei now, I can be koveya myself, I can be koveya now, an inyan of a kiyam Kriya Shema b'layla, even before Laila. So that was the question. That's how his question was on Rebbe Meir. He's saying, you, Rebbe Meir, who hold b'shach b'chol kumecha, you're darshening that it's a mitzvah to do ba'layla. How do you do it before the layla? But me, I don't darshen it that way at all. You understand? That's the Shakla V'Tarya. If you look at the Rashba, it's clear. The Rashba says, in the Shakla V'Tarya, the Rashba says like this. He says, his kasha is no kasha on the tosis. What is the shakla? Is it like this? Yeah. Right. V'hikshu at betosus l'divri v'yana tamzam. Yidaparach l'chom Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Meir. V'alo kohanim b'yodom tolim. Adarabah. L'kshiyah ihu l'navshesh. Reikorin also l'dvar v'plag ha-mincha v'eilach. Right. V'doch ku atman. Listen. V'doch ku atman b'kushizu l'dilataime makshe lei. That Rabbi Yehuda is asking according to Rabbi Meir. Kloma. L'didach t'sviraloch kirabonan. Okay, listen carefully to what I'm saying. You who hold like the Rabbanan, the Pligi Aloi, who argue on me, the Omri, Tfilas HaMincha Ada Erev. So you hold Tfilas HaMincha is only till the Erev. So what does that mean? You don't hold from the idea that now is a Zman that has an Asiyah, that you don't hold from me that there's a Zman of the Yom, where the Asiyos have a Kiyam Balayla. Okay? So if you don't have that idea, in Cain, lo karinan bishachbacha ad la'achar chashecha. It doesn't make, like the flow doesn't make sense. But this is what he means to say. He says, listen, there's only two possibilities to saying Kriya Shema. There's only two possible ideas in saying Kriya Shema. Okay? Either you hold like me, that the Zman of the Yom is Mitzuraf to the Laila, and you can say it, the only two possibilities you can say it early. Either because you hold like me, right, that the Zman of this part of the day is Mitzuraf, has its Kiyam Balaila. So therefore, you're doing it now as an Asiya Bayom that has a Kiyam Balaila, or because you hold the Zman Shchiva. Or because you hold it has to do with Shchiva. You see, Tosus doesn't learn it has to do with Tosus doesn't learn Shach Bachov Kamecha means Nasiya with the Shchiva. He means this, he learns it to mean Laila. But it's an Asiya of the Laila, it has a key in the Laila. But means like that. Rabbi Yehuda is saying to Rabbi Meir, how can you read early? You don't hold like me to have the svara that the zman from Plaga Mincha is ro'oi for an asiya of the Laila, right? And it's too early to be zman shchiva. It's too early for people to actually be asleep. You understand? That was Rabbi Yehuda's kasha of Rabbi Meir. He says, what's your logic? Either you're going to agree with me that it's simply before the nighttime is the zman that's roi for a kiyam balayla, but you don't because you don't say mincha until maariv, until late. I'm sorry, you say mincha until late. So you don't hold like me in terms of that. So what must it be? It must be that you hold people go to sleep now. But he says, that's ridiculous. It's too early for people to go to sleep. You understand? That was Rebbe Yehuda's. That's the way they're answering. That's the way Tosis is answering Rebbe Yehuda. His question to Rebbe Meir was removing the was saying once you don't have my svara that by yom you can affect kiyum balayla, you're going to have to say that people are sleeping, but it's just too early for people to be sleeping. And then that's how he goes. He says that's the lashon, right? He says. Lididach the svira lach karabanan the pligi alive or mitzvahs mincha ad erev. You don't hold that you can say, you can do things before erev, things of laila, before erev. In kain lo karin b'shachbucha ad lachach hashecha. Then you're stuck with. Then you have to be somech on shachbucha alone. But it's not zman shachbucha. You understand? No, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds from Shachbucha. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda, that was the Rashba's question. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds Zman Shachbucha. He holds that it's a, he holds because you can say Mincha only up to a plug, it's a Zman that's Roy for Laila. It's a Zman that's Roy for Kiyum Laila. But if the Rabbanan don't hold from that Svara, so then why are they saying it before Laila? It can only be because you hold that it goes by the actuality of Shechiva. Like you do in the morning. But there's no actuality of Shechiva right now. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Kasha Rav Meir. Right? If you hold, it's either because you hold now is the time to affect Laila, or because you hold this in the actuality of Shechiva. But since you don't hold like me in terms of Mincha, so it must be you don't hold the time of Laila. And in actuality, nobody's sleeping. The answer we gave was that it was an asiya of it itself close enough could be considered an asiyas laila mamish, even though it doesn't have to do with yom. See, Rabbi Huda is totally on the idea of a certain segment of the day.